Columbus.
Uh-huh. And the biggest city in southern Ohio where the Reds play?
Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm. And biggest city in Kentucky where the Derby is run?
Kentucky Derby.
Mm-hmm. What's the name of the city?
Louisiana.
That's close. Louis?
Louisville.
Mm-hmm. And in the three foreign countries, Dublin is the capital of? Paris?
France.
And Moscow?
Russia.
Okay. And this is just to get a word for distance. Say from here to Decatur is about how far?
About.
Just guess.
30 miles.
Okay. I don't think it's that far, is it? I would have guessed about 10, I think, if I were guessing. Well, if somebody asked if you were going to go with him and you weren't sure you wanted to, you would say, well, I don't know.
If I want to go.
Good. And if you were asked to go somewhere without your brother and you wanted him to go along, you might say, well, I won't go, blank, he goes.
I won't go, but he'll go.
Well, you want to go together, though. I won't go, blank, he goes, too.
I won't go if he don't go, if he doesn't go.
Well, maybe that'll turn up in another context. Let's see, if, say, your brother went off without helping you, you might say, well, why did you do that blank helping me?
Why did you leave without helping me?
Okay. And if a man is funny and you like him, and I said, why do you like him? You'd say, I like him.
Because he's funny.
Okay. And if people become members of a church, you'd say they did what?
Join the congregation.
Good. And in church you worship
God.
And the minister preaches a
sermon.
And the organ and the choir provide
the music.
Mm-hmm. And if it's very good music, you'd say, oh, that music was just
wonderful.
Or
beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And if you had a flat tire on the way to church, you might say, well, church will be over blank I get there.
What'd you say now?
You had a flat tire, and so you're going to be late. You say, well, church will be over.
When I get there.
Okay. And the enemy of God is the?
Devil.
And do you have any other names for him?
Satan.
Mm-hmm. What might you tell children was going to get them if they weren't good?
Satan.
Anything else?
Devil.
Do you ever say boogeyman or boogerman? No? Okay. And then what do people think they see at night in a graveyard to frighten them?
Corpse.
Or the things with the in white that float around.
Angel.
Hmm?
Angel.
I think they're more dead people than they are angels. You know, on Halloween they wear sheets with the whole
ghost.
Mm-hmm. And a house where ghosts live would be a what?
Ghost house.
Okay. Is there another way of saying that?
Haunted house.
Mm-hmm. And I might say, I'll go if you insist, but I'd blank stay here.
I'll go with you if you insist, but I'd rather stay here.
Mm-hmm, fine. And what would you say to a friend that you hadn't seen in a long time?
How have you been?
Okay. And then if a man owned, say, some really big amount of land, 1,000 acres or something, you'd say, gee, that's a what of land?
That's a lot of land.
Okay. And what would you say, maybe to a teacher or to the principal, if you really wanted to be polite? Instead of just saying yes, you might say?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, or?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Then, it wasn't just a little cold this morning, it was?
Freezing.
Or something cold, it was?
Real cold.
Good. And what might you say if you hit your finger with a hammer?
Ouch.
What might you say that's worse than that?
That hurts.
What's the worst thing you'd say? I'm looking for a good cuss word there.
Probably damn, something like that.
Okay. Suppose you were just surprised about something, what might you say?
Yeah.
All right, suppose you were just a little bit mad at yourself about something, what might you say?
Darn.
Okay, good. And if you really didn't know about something, you might say, I have no...